Thank you, Chair. And let me start first by expressing my gratitude, my personal gratitude, but also from the Advisory Committee to the Human Rights Council, and in particular the pen holders of this resolution, by tabling this at the level of the Human Rights Council. It's such an important topic, and I'm quite sure this will be a recurrent theme throughout this session today, that if we want to tackle this, we need to do this on a human rights basis. And also, of course, I want to thank the speakers today and in person for coming here and sharing their experience and their expertise with us, but also more in general, UN Women, UNFPA, UNICEF, the High Office and Rutgers for their continuous work on this topic. And we have already learned so much from their previous reports and work also in the field and good practices that will for certain be an inspiration for this report. One cannot underestimate the enormous impact of cyber violence on women and girls. I mean, the data are already there. We have very solid research across the globe on how cyber violence is impacting on women and girls. And it's not just these victims that come to mind. I mean, the enormous impact on their physical, emotional, sexual, psychological, economic, professional futures and integrity, but it also has an impact, and it's often forgotten, on equality and democracy, because it silences so many voices. So many women and girls decide not to go online or remove themselves from public debate because they are under attack. In this report, we want to address cyber violence from a gendered perspective, the impact on women and girls, but we also want to take into account specific criteria or specific vulnerabilities that result in even higher victimization. And we are, of course, thinking about age, race, and other specifics of characteristics, but also certain professions, because journalists, politicians, and other female leaders in society are being undermined, are being put away, and their voices silenced because of very persistent and often also organized forms of cyber violence on the basis of their gender. It's a recurring quote that technology is neither good nor bad, nor is it neutral. It's how it's being used. It's about the safeguards that are online. It's about the policies of states. And I hope with this report that we can put this, this important issue at the international agenda, but that we can also come to very concrete recommendations for states, for international organizations, for industry, and that this is also a start, a first important start, but a start for further international regulation, rules, and self-regulation on cyber violence. Thank you very much.